Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big Pete, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah.
Too big or too small, turned inwards or outwards, misshapen and downright smelly. Our feet, among the most vital of our limbs, tends to be a little bit maligned at every turn. But given that the average person takes 10,000 steps a day, enough to circle the world four times in a lifetime, perhaps we should pay a bit more attention to them. My next guest is the UK's leading foot reader. She claims that just by examining your feet, she can tell what type of person you are, and in a few weeks' time, she'll be bringing her seminar on tour to this island of ours. Jane Sheehan, good afternoon.
Hello there, and I love that track you just played, Fat Swallow, one of my favourites.
That was specially for you, Jane.
Thank you.
The world seems to be divided down the middle by those who freak at the idea of having their feet touched and those who love it. What does that say about our personalities?
Oh, I love asking people, how do you feel about your feet? Because I hear their answer.
I think this is going to be one of those days, Brenda.
Can I just say that's two things, Marty. One more thing and we're done.
Yeah,
because everything
gone.
Comes in threes, okay?
I can see the P45 winging its way down the stairs at the moment.
Those feet were made for walking.
Yeah. I'm going to be running out of here fairly fast. We're going to come back to Jane very shortly. We're going to talk about feet. Well, not alone faces are obviously important, David, but we also want to talk about feet, because on the line, for the second time, we have UK's leading foot reader, Jane Sheehan. Good afternoon, Jane.
Hiya, Marty.
Oh, you sound way better the second time round. Talk to me about people. We were just in the middle of that conversation, and unfortunately we broke down earlier. They're divided down the middle by those who freak at the idea of having their feet touched and those who love getting their feet massaged or
they
touched.
Do. Yeah, they do. I have a little party trick where I ask people how they feel about their feet. And whatever they say, I hear as a metaphor for how they feel about themselves. And so if they say, oh, I love my feet, they take me where I want to go, I can hear they're going places. So I say, how's your career? And we end up having a good conversation. But if they tell me what they hate about their feet, for example, I have a friend that I've known for years, and she's always been on a diet ever since I've ever known her. And there's nothing wrong with her. And I say to her, how do you feel about your feet? And she says, they're fine, but they're a bit lumpy and bumpy. So you can hear it as a reflection of how they feel about themselves.
Mm. The skeptic in me would say that this is more or less an astrology for the feet. Is that, would that be unfair or accurate?
No, I think it'd be a bit unfair, because there was a guy called Imre Shomagyi who'd interviewed 5,000 people about their toe shapes and their personality and came up with a toe alphabet. And for me, that was the beginning of foot reading for me. It started with the toe reading.
Right. And give me, okay, you're saying that the shape of the foot can tell you a lot about the person. Give me, describe for me what actually you're seeing and what you're reading.
Well, I don't know if you realise your colleagues have sent me photographs of your feet. So if you take your feet as an example, you have an elongated...
I hope this phone line breaks down again.
You've got an elongated second and third toe.
What does that mean?
Elongated second toe is having natural leadership qualities. And if you're not in a leadership role, you'll become bossy. An elongated third toe is about having extra drive and determination that you can do twice as much as the next person given the same time and resources. So you'd hate delegating because they can't do half what you could do given the same time and resources.
I don't know where you're going, Jane. Keep going. I have my doubts.
The shape of your second toe is unusual. It's very narrow at the base of the second toe and much wider at the tip. And normally when we see a toe shape like that, it indicates that you express that energy much bigger than you felt it. Now, second toe, for me, the general meaning is all about feelings. This would say that you're a bit of a drama queen.
Never. Am I a drama queen,
Brenda? I can actually hear them laughing out in the control room here.
You were going so well there, Jane. Your career in radio was going up and up, and now it's just crashed.
Well, the most common question I get asked, the two common questions I get asked is, one is, my little toe's on its side, what does that say about me? And if your little toe's on its side with the nails looking at the side of the room instead of the ceiling, that indicates rebelliousness, unconventional, my way or the highway. And the other common question I get asked is, I've got bunions, what do my bunions say about me? Hmm. Well, as you know, bunions are genetic, you know, they're hereditary. You're going to get bunions if your mother has got bunions. But there is an emotional reading for it. And the bigger the angle of lean of the big toe, the more the person is bending over backwards, doing too much for others and not enough for themselves. So that's how I would read it.
Jane, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Was there anything in Marty's foot reading about his love life?
I'm wondering how much he wants me to reveal over the radio. The fourth toe would indicate how you relate to other people. Of course, I wouldn't know which person we were talking about. It indicates how you relate to others. So it could be family, it could be your partner. But on your right foot, Marty, the fourth yes. toe didn't touch the floor, but on your left toe it did.
What does that mean?
Right foot.
You'll never dance again.
The past, yeah, you'll never dance again. The right foot represents the past, and the fourth toe is how you relate to others. So it says, in the past, there was an issue with how you were relating to someone who was close to you. But on the present foot, it's showing back grounded. So it's saying, now everything's okay. Now you're relating much better with the people around you.
Jane, let me ask you a very quick question. Am I attractive to women? That's all I need to know.
I think you already
know. They're all laughing. I don't know why they're laughing at you. David, what do you think of what Jane is saying in terms of that you read your foot like a book as such? It indicates your personality.
Well, I'm a psychologist and I'm a scientist, and therefore I want to see the evidence base to this. And by evidence base, I mean the peer reviews and real objective evidence to underscore it. But it's charming and it's funny and it's witty, and I don't think it'll do any harm. I'm reminded of a very famous story, though, about one of the world's greatest Wagnerian sopranos, Birgit Nielsen, who was asked by a young understudy once, "Miss Nielsen, please tell me, what is the best way to prepare for singing Wagner?" And Nielsen looked at her and said, "Wear comfortable shoes, darling. Wear comfortable shoes."
And on that note and good advice, consultant psychologist David Carey, thank you. Foot reader Jane Sheehan, thank you. One of my lasting memories of being on the Mooney Show is Sinead taking the photograph of my feet over the last week.
I don't know who enjoyed it more.